This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. Jerry Jones on the Fan this morning. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I definitely. I talked about the Stinkin' podcast. Which is, you can see it on YouTube or wherever, honestly, wherever you podcast. But yes, I did see that, as a matter of fact.
What do you think? I mean, is he defensive here? Is he feeling threatened? What do you think when you see an owner go off like that?
I mean, what are you guys supposed to ask? What are you supposed to do? Yeah, you're feeling threatened. I mean, those are like, that's a perfectly like those. Hey, trying to get to the bottom of it, trying to discuss what happened, trying to ask, you know, the question of what's gone wrong, what, you know, what would you do? Whatever the questions are, they're all fair game. I mean, it's, you know, it's your team that went out and laid the egg. It's your team that went out and, you know, and got 47 hung on them. So, yeah, I mean, that's part of the equation. And there's some sensitivity there, no question about it. And, you know, I just thought it was funny. Like, what, are you going to fire the whole radio station? I mean, what are you going to do, Jerry?
I mean, how could you be surprised this team's not better if you're Jerry Jones? You saw against the Saints and the Ravens, and you couldn't have been that convinced that you're that good after, you know, doing what you did to beat the Giants and Steelers weren't that impressive. I mean, is there any other way to look at this football team right now? Is it just not that good?
Yeah, no, absolutely. First and foremost, right, all the things that everybody talked about during the course of the off season, the run game, you know, solidifying the offensive line, who's going to be across other than CeeDee Lamb, what kind of weapons do you have, you know, all the different things that we talk about, right? Like, hey, man, there are guys out there on the free agent market, and I don't want to hear about, hey, listen, I had salary constraints. So does everybody else. You know what you do? You sign guys early. You sign them a year early so you don't have to spend max money on them a year late. You renegotiate contracts. You figure out Derrick Henry would cost you $6 million. Don't tell me you can't get that under the cap. The cap is fungible. You can make it do whatever you want it to do. So I don't want to hear about we didn't have any money to do that, right? And then, you know, even Michael Parsons was talking in the offseason about, hey, we need more help on the defensive side of the ball. We don't have the players to sustain defensively, this, that, and the other. And all those things have been true. You've watched all those things happen. And, I mean, when they get into a game in which they play a physical football team, man, they get thunderstruck. It is like they gave up, what, over 200 yards rushing to Baltimore, like close to 200 to New Orleans, close to 200 the other day to you know, the Lions. And the Lions certainly could have gone over 200 if they didn't have so many trick plays up their sleeve. So, like, give me a break. Like, everything that everybody talked about this entirety of this off season, you could have made the general Dallas Cowboy fan the GM, and they would have done a better job GMing than you did.
Huh. Do you get offended when trick plays are happening in a blowout?
Yeah, well, listen, no, because you're the one getting trucked. Like, you're the one. Like, they just didn't try to beat you. They tried to embarrass you. And they pulled everything out. And listen, I will say this. Like, I was part of some really good teams. And one of the things we always did was, hey, we got to guard against boredom, right? So we put things in occasionally, right? It's fun, right? Everybody gets excited about it. If you're going to run it, it's a fake punt. It's a, you know, it's a reverse. Now, I've never seen the play hit the hook and ladder to your right tackle. I mean, that's a first for me. Like, I've never seen anything like that. So, you know, but guys are on the sideline. When you were going to run it, everybody gets on the sideline. They're all standing up. They're all excited to watch it. So, you know, at some point, you got to stop the damn things. You know, you got to do something. And the most embarrassing thing, though, is when your team just quits and decides, I don't want to tackle, you know, David Montgomery. Nobody wants to really get involved in the physicality of that. And I've been on both sides of that. You know, I played defense through college, but I've been on the offensive side of that. When we are pummeling a team, we put 307 yards rushing against the Jacksonville Jaguars in a playoff game once, the year after we lost to him, and we got embarrassed when we lost to him. And, you know, to hear guys complain, like to hear the defenders yelling at each other, like, we just, you know, I mean, it's like there is nothing that's sweeter to the ears of offensive players when you are pummeling somebody, when you're just sticking it right down their throats and there is nothing they can do but whine and complain about it. And that's exactly what I felt watching that game on Sunday.
Mark Schlereth with you here. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
So from a Cowboy standpoint here, Stink, is there anything that you think positively for Cowboy fans that you could look at for the remainder of the season, or are they just kind of up a creek without a paddle here? This isn't fixable.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the only positive would be, hey, can you find a team that, you know, doesn't run it very well, that isn't committed to running it very well? Because, you know, when you find a team that's not great at that, or doesn't execute that part of the game really well. You know, you've been in those games. You were in that game against Pittsburgh. You were in the game, you know, against the Giants. You did a pretty good job, gap control and all that kind of stuff against those two teams. But, come on, when somebody decides that's what we're going to do, I mean, they have imposed their will against the Cowboys in that regard.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And then ultimately, you know, you look at the flip side of that. I mean, it is, you know, like offensively, what are you going to do that all of a sudden is going to take that pressure off of Dak to CeeDee Lamb? Like, what's next in the progression? And, you know, when it comes to the run game, you know, I've had the good fortune of, you know, of being on some teams that really ran the ball well. And I've had the good fortune of even, you know, consulting for several teams in the National Football League when it comes to the run game. And one of the things I always talk to teams about is find one thing. Like, I don't care what it is in the run game, but find one thing that you can do, one play that you can execute. Now, you can dress it up seven different ways with different personnel groupings, different motions, different formations, all that stuff. But find one damn thing that you can do and then build off that one thing. Like, and at some point, you've got to decide, this is something we can hang our hat on. This is something we can run. You know, it's not like going to the Cheesecake Factory and that menu, right? Like, there's too much. Yeah. Like, pare down the menu, find one thing you can do, and start building on that one thing. But at this particular point in time, I don't know anything they do well when it comes to the run game.
When you look at the run game, and you blocked for obviously a 2,000-yard Hall of Famer in TD, the running back and where you view that nowadays in the National Football League, somewhere like, don't take a running back in the first round. Where are you on the running back compared to the offensive line? What's more important there? Or is it just in harmony? You need both.
Yeah, you need both. I mean, you need to really run the ball well. You know, you need a tight end that can line up on the end of the line of scrimmage and block a defensive end. You know, and I'm not saying you have to pummel the guy, but you've got to at least be able to pull some type of, you know, at least a stalemate there. So you've got to be able to do that. You've got to have receivers that will actually enter the run game, right? Push, crack, get down on a safety, do those things. Like, be physical enough in the run game to be a part of that. And then ultimately, it really comes down to, do you know what you're running? You know, it's almost the 10,000-hour rule game, or the 10,000 time game, or whatever you want to call it, whatever 10,000 you want to put on it. Like, my feeling about the run game is always, like, I don't care if you know what we're doing. I've run it 10,000 times. You've defended it 100 times. I'm better than you, and I know that I'm better than you. And I'm going to, like, we'll tell you right where we're going. But we are so good at this, and there's no look that you can provide. There's no defensive front that you can get into. You can get into you can get into an over front. You can get into a 3-down 37 front. You can get into a 3-down 35 front with a reduction on the weak side. You can get into a 4-man front. You can get into a 4-3. You can get into, you know, a 5-man front. You can get into a jam front with all three guard, center, guard cover. You can get into anything you want. There is nothing that you can present to me that I haven't seen and blocked 10,000 times. And so there is no chance of you ever edging me, of you ever getting a better run than me, there is no chance that you are going to fool me or you are going to get the upper hand or the advantage, because I'm not 100% sure what I'm doing. And that's where it comes back down to, give me one thing that we can do, for crying out loud. Just one thing, and then let's build off that one thing.
Amari Cooper to the Bills, Devontae Adams to the Jets today. Stink, either one of those a needle mover for you?
Yeah, I think I think Amari Cooper to the Bills is. They just have, like, I think the Bills are really good. What we saw them last night, the way they ran the ball, some of the things that they did on the offensive side of the ball. I just think there's one, like, I do believe that the wide receiver position has become somewhat overrated. You know, there's a few guys to me that really move the needle, but I believe that it's just become one of those positions, you know, that we'll see a market correction. You know, we saw it like years ago, like we saw it with, like, fullbacks became extinct. And then I always felt funny about this. When all of a sudden running backs started taking it on the chin, right, and running backs were no longer valued, they weren't getting these big contracts, and all these running backs said, you know, we're going to stick together and we're going to band together and we're going to do something about this. And I was like, where were you guys when they were putting the fullbacks out to pasture? You guys didn't stand up for those sons of guns. You just let it go. But now all of a sudden we're going to band together because the running backs are being mistreated. We saw it this off season. With that, and I call it the Fangio effect, you know, with that shell coverage, we saw safeties take it on the chin. Like, these guys that were making $15, $16 million a year, like Justin Simmons and there were several other guys, like, there's only one or two safeties that are getting paid anymore. You know, because those guys, that position all of a sudden went from one of the higher paid positions to all of a sudden, yeah, it's not as invaluable. It's not as important anymore. And so, you know, there's a few receivers to me. You know, you guys have one, CeeDee Lamb, the Justin Jeffersons of the world that really moved the needle. But the rest of them don't. But you do, I say that to say, you do have to have a dude that is a legit number one that you have to, in critical situations, roll coverage to, right? And even if you roll coverage to him, that guy is still open. Like, those, you got to have one of those dudes, and the Buffalo Bills just don't have one of those guys. So I think that makes a big difference to me with Buffalo.
Thank you for your time once again, Mark. Enjoy week 7.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Salute. Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. We're now heading for an edition of The Finest, Chief. What's in store?
This Cowboys offense is offensive. Next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.